now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show. For the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
And that is me, Matt Santos, on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. For Talk of the Town on Talk of the Quad Cities, you'd think with all those sponsors, you'd have a more talented host. We will be back after these messages with Tom Armstrong and Kara Peterson to learn about what's happening in and around Chino Valley. Stick around. We got a good hour for you.
Out there in Radio Land. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Toyotathon is on at Findlay Toyota Prescott. The year's best APR, lease deals, cashback incentives, and discounts. The 2021 RAV4 gas and hybrid gives you the way to take your journey further. During Toyotathon, lease for as low as $219 per month, or 0% for 60 months, or get $1,000 cash back. Or take off in a new 2020 Highlander gas or hybrid. During Toyotathon, lease for as low as $299 per month, or 0% for 60 months, or get $2,000 cash back. Findlay Toyota Prescott and FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Offers on approved credit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me again. We want to thank you for tuning in to KQNA. Talk of the Town on Talk of the Quad Cities. I am here monthly to give Lorette Brashear a break from our Chamber of Commerce. But a reminder for you all, the 17th of this month, Chamber of Commerce will be hosting the Toys for Tot event at iRealty Professionals, 140 North Highway 89 in Chino Valley. Information on that Toys for Tots event is available at chinovalley.org. I wanted to get that out of the way right off the top so that, one, it would be fresh in your mind, and, two, so we can concentrate on our guest today. But we have a little news flash to give you, first of all. Don't worry, it's not election-related, not directly anyway. This will be our official, and I asked Bill Monroe here in studio if he could do a helicopter sound effect, but he's doing it off mic. It's a traffic report, and this is the level of journalism you're going to get from me today. I have no idea where it is or how long it's going to take to clear up. But one of our guests, Mr. Jack Miller, was involved in a slight fender bender. He is fine. He is our mayor-elect, based on our earlier election from this summer. Vice Mayor Jack Miller, our mayor-elect, was involved in a little fender bender, but he's okay. But that means he will most likely not be joining us as planned. But rest assured, we will have a fantastic show for you, including scheduled guest Tom Armstrong. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
You don't have to talk into your hand. But Tom is a P&Z commissioner currently, is that correct?
Correct. I'm vice chair.
And now, as of this summer's August election and moving into the fall, you will be taking over in a new position. What will that be? Come, I believe, December 8th is the big day?
December 8th is a sign-in, yeah. In the primary, I was voted into being a town council person, so I will take that over on December 8th.
Town council member-elect Tom Armstrong. We're going to find out exactly what you have planned for the town of Chino Valley as far as goals and aspirations and things of that nature. So we're going to have you here all hour. For the first segment here, we will have Kara Peterson. Kara, thanks for joining us today as well.
Thanks for having me.
You are with Kind Defined, and you guys have an annual event that is going on right now, actually, isn't it? Has it started yet officially?
It has not started officially.
So I got a sneak preview the other day then.
You did.
All right. What is that event?
So it's called the Festival of Trees, and it officially starts November 13th, which is Friday.
Gotcha.
And it ends November 22nd, which is 10 days, and it'll be on a Sunday.
Now, this event traditionally has been, this is what, your third year?
Correct.
Third year. So in the past years, it's been more of a in-person, hands-on type of event. You've made some adjustments. Give us the gist of what the event is in broad terms, and then how you've customized it for 2020 as far as our COVID-type visitations and things.
So if you had gone in the past or anywhere around the nation, because Festival of Trees are held everywhere, you go to a location and you walk in and you see these amazing trees that are decorated, and you can get ideas for your own home, or you can buy one of those trees. And if you buy one of those trees, you support Kind Defined, and that's how it usually goes. The way that we pivoted, because that's the year, this is the year of the pivot. The way that we did that at Kind Defined is we decided that we needed to get support from our local businesses, but we also needed to be kind to our local businesses. So it is now a tour of trees, and those trees are at our local businesses. There are 34 businesses participating, and people can get the tour. There's we call it a map, but it's online. They can download it, or it is already at all of our businesses that are participating. If you go to kinddefined.org/trees, that's K-I-N-D as in dog, D again as in dog, EFINED.org/trees, you can see all the participants, and all of them already have their trees up. So the trees are already there.
Nice. And on that website, I'm assuming you got your links to your social media as well, right?
We have.
Because you got a good Facebook page. It's pretty active.
Yep. We have a lot already up.
Good, good. Nice. So one of the businesses participating and sort of Is it fair to call them kind of a co-host? Because they have several trees in their lobby. We got a chance to look at some the other day in preparation for a chamber podcast that'll be listed on chinoaz.net. Should have been the other day, but I'll have it up there tonight. So sorry for my procrastination, where you sat down with Lorette Brashear and gave a lot more detail than we'll have a chance to get into today. But we sat in the lobby over at Findlay Subaru, and there's how many trees are in that lobby at Findlay?
So there's six trees, but five businesses, because gotcha. One of those trees is for auction.
Ah, and how's that auction going to work?
So, well, first let me back up. So they are not a co-host. They are actually the sponsor that made the festival possible.
Ah, okay. That's even stronger. Thanks, Findlay.
Yeah, let me put a big strong emphasis on that. We are eternally grateful to Findlay Subaru. So the auction, a lot of the businesses, if you go to their individual pages on our website, you will see that a lot of them have an auction item. And Findlay Subaru is auctioning their four ribbon winner of a tree from last year.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Now, what? Obviously, this is a fun event for a lot of people. Gives them great ideas, like you mentioned. But what's the gist of this? What is it that you guys are working towards? And there's a lot of good coming out of this, but what is the good that's going into the community?
Going into the community, so that's twofold. So for the holidays, you can get out, you can see the trees, you can stay home and you can tour the trees. We've made the website
virtually.
You can tour all of them and you can vote. And voting is critical for Kind to Find, because this is the only way we get our money, our fundraising, for our programming next year. And all of our programs are at no cost for our public. We have our day camps for the children ages 7 to 10. We have our family events. And then we have our kindness challenge.
What are some? Get into the details in some of those, like the camps. What exactly goes on in there? Who are they for?
The camps are our signature program, and they are what we deliver our message and our mission through. And they're for ages 7 to 10, simply because the curriculum, which is a bad name for a camp, because kids are going to be like, oh, I don't want to go.
More school.
Right, exactly. I am a certified Arizona teacher, and the whole curriculum is Arizona certified, so that our teachers can actually have those kiddos go eventually as a field trip, if we shorten it, mm-hmm. and it will count towards the Arizona state standards.
Nice.
So it's a huge package, but the kids are doing art. They get a lunch that's healthy that they can fix at home, so it's all geared towards their age group. But the problems, and I'm doing that in quotes, that they have to solve, it requires all kinds of individual talents. But then they have to figure out how to work together. And they use emotional intelligences to do that.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, you had mentioned off mic, where most of the most interesting conversation takes place, a conversation you had recently with one of our local educators and administrators, Cindy Daniels. How is Chino Valley School specifically working in line with Kind to Find?
We are thrilled with Chino Valley School District, because it's Kind to Find's dream to have a program that we can work in coordination with the schools. We're all about collaboration. And I sat down with Cindy Daniels, and she says, we need you on these days. We will find you a space, and we will let the parents know. So that takes care of our marketing. That takes care of our event space. And we can just deliver our free program to your kids.
Very nice. So, again, let's recap where folks can find out information about your current event, as well as the Kind to Find events and programs that go on throughout the year. Where can they get that information?
KindDefined.org is the regular Kind to Find, and KindDefined.org/trees. But if /trees is too hard, if you just go to KindDefined.org, you can find the trees.
Great. Now, one thing that really came about that I'm feeling really good about, Kara coming in to have this conversation with us today, is she did mention, after reviewing my online profiles on Facebook, I'm not quite, and I think the keyword there is quite as sketchy as she thought I was going to be. So thank you, Kara, for those kind words. We will be back on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, after these messages with our brand new council member, Mr. Tom Armstrong. So stick around.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
My electric bill is out of control. What can I do?
How about living a solar life with no upfront cost? I'm Jeff. Switching to a solar life is simple. I gather your electric usage. I give you a solar design for your roof or property. And with a 650 credit score, the solar finance company covers all the upfront costs. Then you get a 26% federal tax credit, reducing the total cost even more. The result is a locked rate for electricity with no money out of pocket. This is not a new program, but the 26% tax credit gets reduced to 22% in 2021. So hurry and set your free consultation with Solar Life and get the freedom, independence, and control that comes with renewable energy for your home.
I called Jeff at Solar Life. Now I have more control over my electric bills.
Exactly. Call 928-458-3333. That's 928-458-3333 and ask for me, Jeff, or find us on the web at solarlifehome.com. That's solarlifehome.com.
2020, what a year. COVID-19, social distancing, mask on, mask off, freaking murder hornets, and guns and ammo are hard to find. Riddick's Armory is the new game in town, and it's better than Pokemon Go. We have everything you're looking for in guns, ammo, custom holsters, and even laser engraving. We're veteran-owned and operated, and always look out for our first responders and military. Stop by Riddick's Armory at 2500 North 5th Street, Suite 1, or check us out online at riddicksarmory.com, or give us a call, 928-237-5034.
Here I go again.
What do you mean, Bruce?
Making sure everyone knows about Cottonwood Area Transit. Ride anywhere in the Verde Valley with 26 locations in Cottonwood, as well as to Clarkdale and the Verde Villages.
And don't forget, you can ride the Verde Link to Sedona every day and to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, who want to thank you for sticking around and listening to Talk of the Town for the town of Chino Valley. Now, we are here, like I said, once a month to give Lorette Brashear from the Chamber a little break and talk specifically about things happening in and around the town and town hall and all that good stuff. We loop in periodically some things for the local school district as well. And we'd like to let you know right now that the next time the school district with our superintendent John Shule will be taking over these microphones will be the 23rd of November and January 25th. So make note there. You'll have some great updates on the school district and things happening in and around the district. One thing we want to mention, we know that our local athletics, our local student athletes have been hard at work through this fall program, and while I'm sure they wish they would have had a stronger showing, we would like to let you know we are extremely proud of of course, all of our student athletes, but the boys and girls soccer programs both had outstanding years this year, as they have a tradition to do. They have a very strong history, and this year was no exception. They made it both to the semifinals, ending their seasons this weekend. So congratulations to both the boys and girls programs who had a fantastic season. We know there's more great things in store for them. Now, as we enter into the winter sports programs for the Chino Valley Unified School District, as you guys are well aware, there's this thing called, what's it called there, Tom? The coronavirus. Yeah, coronavirus.
Yeah, it's not the beer, though.
That has been affecting, well, all of us in one way or another, and especially affecting the way the school district is operating, the school campuses have operated this fall quarter. And, of course, that also affects our student athletes in what they can, cannot do, how they train, who they play, all that good stuff. And rather than try and give you a partial update, it's changing daily. So please, please, we encourage you for the upcoming season of winter sports, which includes wrestling, basketball, and so many other things. Please, ChinoValleySchools.com. There's links to all the campuses as well as the different departments, including athletics. ChinoValleySchools.com for the most up-to-date information on sporting events and how the coronavirus and COVID-19 has affected those programs. So we encourage you to do just that, to get the most current and up-to-date information. Now, back to our co-host of the day, our council member-elect, Mr. Tom Armstrong. Give me a little bit about your history, Tom. How long have you lived in the area?
We moved over here in 2007, moved out of Las Vegas, Nevada. We'd been there for 10 years, helping her family out a little bit and doing things. I found legitimate employment in the transportation business as a manager, and then just got tired of Vegas. Had been over here several times.
Helping her family. Who's this her you keep
The other half. She doubles as my appointment secretary, keeps me on time and everything. That's my wife, Donna.
Her being wife, Donna Armstrong, who's trying to kick me. She's sitting in the corner of the studio. She'll probably be jumping on mic. This is the longest I've seen her quiet since I've known you guys. So. Oh, we better be glad this is not a video video broadcast. With the look I just got from Donna. Donna, of course, is very active in a lot of different aspects of town and town life, including I would not even hesitate to guess how many volunteer hours Donna has contributed to the community through the library, the senior center, AARP, helping people with taxes, the 50th anniversary committee, just so many different avenues that Donna has her fingers in. So much thanks to the Armstrong family as a whole. But then for some reason, and I if you've listened to me host this show in the past, and one or two of you may have that are out there listening now, I am very neutral when it comes to politics. I don't understand politics. Politics frustrate and confuse me, like most other aspects of life. I go through my day confused most of the time. Why on earth would a man who appears to be sane throw his hat in the political ring? What motivated that, Tom?
I got assigned, I guess, elected, whatever you want to call it. To the Planning and Zoning Commission back in 2017, and then approximately a year and a half ago, I took up as vice chair.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of people behind me pushing. I won't go naming any names like Daryl Croft and Mike Best or any of those that kind of had me stumble in the right direction, and I thought it was a good thing.
See, they did it right. They pushed you into it, and then they bolted.
They're bailing, yeah.
Of course, he's talking about our current mayor, Daryl Croft, and current council member, Mike Best. So was entering into the voluntary position on the planning and zoning, was that your first foray into public office?
Yes. And for anybody that's going into public office, especially within Chino Valley, uh-huh. that wants to get that experience behind them and know a little bit more about how the town operates and what it does, Planning and Zoning Commission is a place to start.
That is really the nuts and bolts of how a community is formed and how it grows is through that P&Z process.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'd like to see it become a requirement, but with it being it's a volunteer position, so you can't have requirements.
Yeah, that is one aspect that a lot of people don't really understand until they start delving into it, that many, pretty much all of the commission and board seats that the town holds, including town council, are for the most part voluntary. Now, council members do get a small stipend to help cover things like travel and some very small meeting time. It's a very small amount. The information is at chinoaz.net if you are interested in knowing about that. But for the most part, they can be considered a voluntary position.
Correct.
What was we won't get into the reality of it, but when you decided to enter into the planning and zoning in 2017?
Correct.
What was your understanding and your expectations of what you would be dealing with?
I guess to go back in history and put it correctly, you'd have probably found me sitting in on every council meeting possible, wondering where things came from, why they came from, who made this decision, what backs it up. And going into planning and zoning seemed to be the way to at least figure all that out and decide if I wanted to do anything else in the future.
What was there? Were there any big surprises as far as how things were going that were either contrary to your expectations or maybe just I had no idea that's how that was done.
Some of them I had no idea of.
Like what? What are some examples?
When you go into the planning and zoning, you're looking at everything that's built from square one. Mm-hmm. Through square, whatever it is to get it finally accomplished, along with the general plan, along with the organizational plans, the development, everything has a background and has to go through steps.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of all the steps that occurred in there.
And that's a very common comment that we hear when we're speaking to the general public or when we're reviewing, the many emails we get or comments at council meetings or on social media. Is a lot of people think, well, let's see, the council or the town manager decides something, all they have to do is sign a paper and it gets done.
Unfortunately,
have you ever seen that actually happen?
No, it doesn't happen, and it's good that it doesn't. I mean, there's talk going back and forward each way. I mean, I guess the biggest surprise of anything has been the attendance at planning and zoning and at council meetings since 2017.
Yeah.
Apparently, we've gotten the word out that if you want to know what's going on, come in here, say what you feel, what you like, what you don't like. You'll get an answer.
Yeah.
It may not be the one you want, but you'll get an answer.
And the process of not being able to, like a lot of people just think, well, if the mayor has an idea or the town manager has an idea or a council member has an idea, it gets done. They snap their fingers and it gets done. The process to get projects approved, to track the funding of projects and things, there's a lot of checks and balances to make sure everything's done on the up and up and transparent.
Yeah, they start early in the Developmental Services Department in building permits and land use permits and start from square one and come all the way up to final approval by the council.
Yeah. So all of that, those steps, that entire process is a public process. And we have and continue to encourage the public to take part in that, whether in a voluntary form as a mover and a shaker by putting your hat in the ring for one of these commissions or boards, or as an observer to sit in the audience and watch what's going on now, since March. And, like I said, the world has changed drastically in how we meet and, the process for meeting. even in small towns like Chino Valley. So there is limited seating now with the coronavirus, but we have really upped our game. Thank you to the IT department of Spencer Guest at the town of Chino Valley in making sure that people can view these meetings online, whether that be live streaming or the video record of them on YouTube within a day or so. So the process of how decisions are made, how projects are funded, how projects are set up, and the direction that the town is going is completely public and viewable to all in one way or another. What are some of the things when you started in 17, or let's go back even farther than that, when you folks moved out here from out of state, what brought you to Chino Valley? Why Chino Valley?
The small town atmosphere. I had been over here several times for different occurrences and met people and talked to people. And I'm a small town boy out of Texas, yeah. And that kind of fit right in. And Donna liked it. And so that's where we came. We loaded up whatever you called a U-Haul or an iPod or whatever it was at the time. And here we came.
So and that is, again, a very popular reason why people come here. That's why I'm staying. I love it here compared to where I was born and raised, which a small town where I was born and raised, a very small town, was about 150,000. So that was the beauty of living in a smaller area, a smaller town, smaller neighborhoods with a lot of elbow room is what brings people here. So that brings up questions of how do we maintain that feeling, that atmosphere, that spirit, yet survive as a community? How does that play into the development and planning of a community? How does that establish a tax base where a community can survive? Those are all things that as a planning and zoning commissioner, as a council member, Mr. Armstrong here and others that serve with him will have to balance, will have to weigh, will have to juggle so that we can be a sustainable community. So when we come back after these messages, we will be talking to our council member-elect, Mr. Tom Armstrong, on his goals, on his vision for the future of Chino Valley and how he is going to make sure that we all enjoy life in Chino Valley. We'll be right back on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, after these messages.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Here I go again.
What do you mean, Bruce?
Making sure everyone knows about Cottonwood Area Transit. Ride anywhere in the Verde Valley with 26 locations in Cottonwood, as well as to Clarkdale and the Verde Villages.
And don't forget, you can ride the Verde Link to Sedona every day and to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit. Go again.
On my own.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
1 in 60 children are born to this world with autism. The big question is, what happens to these children when they become adults? Hello, I'm Stacy Barker with Rusty's Morningstar Ranch. For 35 years, we have continued to provide men and women with a safe, nurturing, whole life environment. Please consider supporting Rusty's Morningstar Ranch and our amazing ranchers. Our need is great. Please donate today at rmr.org. Contributions can be made dollar for dollar through Arizona Tax Credit. Thank you.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A 14-year-old girl is dead of a drug overdose and two people are in custody.
On October 20th, Prescott Valley police officers were called to a home where the girl died after taking suspected counterfeit pills containing fentanyl. According to the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, 18-year-old Prescott resident Aaron Schmidt was one of the suspects who may have supplied the pills to the victim. Pan detectives found an apartment associated with Schmidt along with a gold Mercedes. That vehicle was located and 18-year-old Prescott Valley resident Christopher Muncie was arrested. He was booked on possession charges but later released. He was later arrested again by Prescott Valley Police on unrelated drug charges. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Prescott City Council will start their day off early tomorrow.
Before their 3 p.m. voting session, council will meet in a session that's closed to the public at 10 tomorrow morning. Discussion items include the Arizona Eco-Development Annexation Negotiations, the sale of unused golf course property, and an application for a Verizon cell tower. That meeting will be held in the lower-level conference room at City Hall on South Cortez Street. At 1, the Prescott City Council meets in an open session for discussion on technology updates and a body-worn camera project. I'm Mason Pennington. Reporting.
Mostly clear this evening, chilling overnight to near 20 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with sunny highs warming to near 49 tomorrow, 54 Wednesday through Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 25, heating back up to around 57 Tuesday, the low 60s Wednesday through Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me. Thanks for tuning in. Our last segment here on KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities for Talk of the Town for the town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. That's me talking with you and talking with Tom Armstrong. Now, we got another update, another traffic report. We can get that helicopter sound effect there, Bill. You're not doing it on the mic again. But he's doing his little Tarzan chest beat there. So I wish we had video cameras in here. Mr. Jack Miller, our current vice mayor and mayor-elect, who will be sworn into office later this year, is still not in studio with us. He was involved in a very minor fender bender that he had to trade some information on. He did call us. Now, I've had people think up good excuses to not have to sit in a room with me. But a car accident, Mr. Miller, is going a little overboard. We'll have to have this conversation off mic. I hope everything is okay, and it sounded like it was when he called me earlier. So it's just a matter of trading some information. But we will have our, probably not until he's mayor, though. We'll have Mr. Miller back on shortly to find out what he has planned for his first term as first of many. Can we commit him to that right now by saying the first of many terms as mayor?
We can try, but he might call you right again now if he's listening.
Yeah. So we will have Mr. Miller in studio before too long to hear his plans as mayor. But while we have him in here now, Mr. Tom Armstrong, now we recapped. You started in about 3 years ago on the Planning and Zoning Commission. We talked about some of your expectations and some of your surprises in taking in that role. Now you're coming in effective December 8th. You'll be signed in as a council member. So really hitting the ground running in the start of 2021 in January. What are some of the things you want to accomplish as a council member?
I think looking back at things that have come through planning and zoning and up to the council, perhaps we haven't been listening well enough, because we get people that come in on return things and say, hey, look, I did this then. Why can't I do it now? And the rewrite of some of the publications that the town goes by, that's looked into greatly right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all being reviewed. Those meetings are all open to the public. They can come in or they can watch them online.
Over recent years, we've had some things, the UDO reworked, our sign code reworked, our animal control code reworked. There's a constant and a much needed desire to make our code not only simplified, and I don't even like using the word simplified, make it easier to understand, easier to enforce, easier for the public to work through it, and easier for staff to explain it. So the constant, that's going to be a constant. That's going to be a continuing.
But that, for me, that makes something easily done. We're servants of the town. If you want something done, or at least explain to you why you can't do it, please bring it forward. That's what makes the difference.
Yeah. One of the biggest topics for discussion at meeting, well, I think the biggest will be is and will continue to be roads, but dealing specifically with planning and zoning, which is where you've spent the last couple of years, I think second on that list, and a very close second, is growth and how growth is handled. What is too much growth? What is not enough growth? Why do we need growth? What are your thoughts on that? Where do you want to see the town? Where do you want to see the town 10 years from now?
That, of course, is $1 million question. Right? You go anywhere.
You heard it here. Tom's going to cut us a check for $1 million.
Yeah.
No? Did I misunderstand you?
You misunderstood that. I think, anyway. We've got a lot of people in town that just don't want Chino Valley to grow anywhere at all. And we've got people that are moving in from out of state and saying, gosh, we need to improve the infrastructure. We need to have this. We need to have that. And that's all fine and dandy. But until you have that infrastructure, you're not getting businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not hiring. So there's no place for people to come and work. We've got houses being built because they match up with a system that all they're jumping through all the hoops and they can do it. But where are the people that are going to live there? I mean, you take some of these places. I won't mention any names of subdivisions because that's not fair.
Yeah.
But if you take a subdivision who is going to go on all well and septic, that's fine. But if he gets the 89-year-old couple moving out of California who have never even seen a well or a septic, what happens? We've got to take care of people like that, just like we need to take care of the high school students coming up and give them a place to work and live.
Yeah, I think Tom just called me old because that's where I was when I first moved out here. I was like, I don't know how to service a well. What's the process for maintaining a septic? I don't know. I was municipal water and sewer my entire life.
Yeah, 1-800-PLUMBER. That's it.
Yeah, so being able to either adapt to or help others adapt to what's already in place is a concern and a topic for council to weigh. You mentioned about kids coming out of the school system. The Chino Valley Unified School District through the various vocational programs that they're involved with and the partnering with Yavapai College is resulting in probably one of the highest trained graduates coming out of any local district for sure. They're coming out of school ready to join the workforce or advance their education at a level that I have not seen in recent decades even.
Very true.
Because,
where do we go with them?
So, and that's one of the things is we don't want them to then say, okay, now can I take what I've learned through the Chino Valley Unified School System and take it to New Mexico, take it to Nevada, take it to California, or even take it to Phoenix or Tucson? The desire to then say, you've enjoyed your education here, now let's see if you can enjoy raising your families here and having your career
living,
here.
Bring your kids up in the same way you were brought up.
So, again, you mentioned it's a $1 million question, but what are some steps? What are some things that you personally are weighing that you would like to put into practice as far as growth and keep that growth smart and sustainable?
I think in order to make it all match up, like I said, infrastructure, we've got to work with the town people and with the council and with planning and zoning so that we're all coming in on the same page saying, okay, we've got Charlie's business wants to come into town. He needs 3 acres and all the plumbing and all the water and the electricity already there. You know, if we say, sorry, Charlie, you can have that pad, but we don't have sewer and water there for you. That's one of the things that's changing out at Old Home Manor, and we need to be pushing that. And there's nothing against, I tell you what, Maggie Titteback, her economic development, she is flat gung-ho and getting it done.
Yeah,
I appreciate what she's doing. I'd like to see her be able to do a little more. She's running into the same thing.
Yeah.
I go to council. I'd like to do this. Well, you can't.
Hmm.
So maybe things need to go a little bit each direction.
And when a business looks at two different communities and one of them is move in, turn the key and ready to go, and the other is there's a lot more investment needed. It's a business decision. Where are they going to go? Where are they going to get the best return on the dollar? Where are they going to get the best future for their investment? So there's a lot of different things to weigh, and there's a lot of different opinions out there.
Definitely.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we really encourage people to do. If you are interested in getting your thoughts before council, one of the best ways to do so is to observe those meetings, whether it's a live stream, whether it's the video record on YouTube, or whether it's coming in and getting one of those coveted limited seats at town council.
We'll make room for you. They've separated the seats, but you can sit in the lobby and watch it on TV, and then we'll invite you in to speak if you want to.
Yes, and one of the ways you can speak is the first part of every meeting is call to the public. Now, we want to stress this because there is some confusion on the process here, too. Call to the public deals with any subject that is not on the agenda, and you will not get a response that night. But rest assured, you will get a response from staff as soon as possible. You get 3 minutes to talk about anything not on the schedule. And come December and January and going forward, you will see Mr. Tom Armstrong up on that dais as our new council member. Tom, we want to thank you for coming in and sitting with us. And Donna for coming in and sitting with us and not getting on mic. I think we want to thank her for that as well.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to cut loose for a couple of more messages here, and we'll be right back on KQ&A after these messages.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Wouldn't it be great if everything came with more? Like if your new computer came with unlimited tech support. When you choose a Medicare plan from United Healthcare, you get more. Like plans that have dental and vision coverage, plus hearing coverage. Call United Healthcare at 1-800-364-1360 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. More plans based on a year-over-year comparison of United Healthcare plans.
Your world is created by what you focus on. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you for spending your afternoon with us on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. KQ&A.com is where you can find archives of these episodes. We want to thank Kara Peterson from Kind Defined for sitting in with us. We want to wish Jack Miller a safe return home. Thank Tom Armstrong for sitting in with us. And as always, thank you to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. This is Matt Santos for the town of Chino Valley. We will talk at you later.
You've
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.